The act of creation is possibly the single greatest miracle that humanity can witness. It remains captivating to us, whether a sprout emerging from a seed, an opera's debut upon the stage, or the birth of a new life, there is nothing filled with as much power and resonance for us. Which is why, perhaps, Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, or the modern Prometheus, remains one of the most captivating stories in the English language. In some ways, it is a very straightforward look at creation. Parenthood, a child turning out not as expected, and the series of unintended consequences that growth can be. Dr. Frankenstein sets out to animate a creature made from tissue, not developed in a womb, and against all rational expectation, he succeeds, and his unnamed monster thrives. But he does not love his creation, and instead of caring for it and parenting it as he should, it must struggle to find its own way in the world. And so from this desire to create comes death, as multiple bystanders die at the uncomprehending hands of the monster. It is still considered to be one of the great horror stories ever written, and is cited by many as the beginning of science fiction with the animation of the monster in a laboratory. Did you know Mary Shelley was 18 when she wrote it? Yeah, and it was published 2 years later at the ripe old age of 20. Just when I was starting to feel like at the age of 35 I had my life on track, Mary Shelley had to write one of the definitive books in the English language before she would have legally been allowed to order a beer in a bar in North Carolina. But ponder this. At the age of 18, she was living in exile with Percy Shelley, estranged from her family. He was still legally married to another woman, and Mary was nursing their second child, having already buried their first baby. Is it any wonder that creation, life-giving, life-taking, and the fraught expectations between parents and children would be much on her mind? The birth of a new life is greeted with joy and wonder at all the potential contained within one little being. But the real work, the hard work, is still coming, parenting. And the Shelleys did not excel in this department, nor, to be honest, were they exceptionally good offspring. And just as those experiences are deeply personal for everyone, so is the reading of her book. Like all great works of art, it is one that changes depending upon who is reading it and at what point in their life, because what the audience brings to the work is just as important an ingredient as what the artist leaves on the page. As Stephen King is fond of reminding us, description begins with the writer's imagination but should finish in the reader's. And perhaps that is why the modern Prometheus part of the title has so intrigued me. In Greek mythology, Prometheus fashioned mankind for Zeus. And when he stole the secret of fire from the gods for mankind, he was punished, chained to a rock to have his liver eaten each day by an eagle, only to regrow at night for the punishment to resume the next day. The title is the only mention of Prometheus in the book, and yet it sets the stage for Dr. Frankenstein and his channeling the mystery of life to an inanimate form, revealing and reveling in the power of creation. Perhaps it's Kurt Vonnegut who said it best. The kick of creation is the act of creating, not anything that happens afterwards. Before you go to bed, write out a 4-line poem. Make it as good as you can, and don't show it to anybody. Put it where nobody will find it, and you will discover that you have your reward.